I'm not killing an animal.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I'm gonna have to, yeah, I'm gonna have to protest. I'm gonna have to get animal blood and throw it on you like one of those PETA people.
Makes me so sad. Such trouble over what is really an insignificant life.
A loving creature,
barely
a member of the family.
You know, you're certainly an activist for a man who has never cleaned a cat box.
BFD.
Yeah.
So what?
You don't do the stuff I do.
I cleaned a cat box when I had cats, and I did have cats years ago.
Yeah.
And you know how the cat rewarded me for cleaning the cat box?
Why?
It pooped for a year and a half
under
the stairs.
I've heard this story before.
And I almost couldn't sell my house in Annapolis.
I've heard this story before.
I've heard
all of Frida's stuff before.
And we took the carpet up, and it still stunk.
It's a shame you can't agree, because there's usually more than one way to skin a cat.
All right, baby, I gotta go. But don't do that. Don't do that. Sound like Larry.
Why are you doing this?
Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
I'll make you a deal. I won't worry about retraining the cat. If you do all the things that I was told that will make the cat happier, which include not only changing the cat box every week with
here's what's gonna make
litter,
the listen. What's gonna make the cat?
Washing it with soap.
Oh.
Doing all that. So you can, I'll tell you what, you handle all that and it'll
I'm going to buy the cat earplugs.
Your deal.
That's the first thing I'm going to buy
the cat
earplugs.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. That's not true. Only one way. You start behind the ears.
All right, darling.
Bye.
Listen, Dr. Mengele, I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye, Dr. Doolittle.
ASPCA online.
I would much rather be Doolittle than Mengele.
Slice, grip, and pull.
In this situation only.
Don't forget to what? Don't forget to blanch it. It'll skin a lot easier.
Yeah. Limit your hate to people, Rob.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Can't help it. That vat's overflowing.
Hey, you better watch it, pal, because I got a card I can play with you.
About my cat?
No. Don't forget. How about let's say I just show up to see Robert and Julia.
Yeah?
Hey, look what Uncle Donnie brought you.
Oh, please don't.
Do you like a Robert? You love cats, don't you? Julia, do you like that cat?
I've had my fill of cats. You don't know that our cat had radiation, and I had to clean the litter box with gloves. And triple bag it.
I don't care.
Because it was radioactive feces.
You've got little kids, and they love animals, and I will use my cat as a bargaining tool with you, so shut up about this cat stuff.
I withdraw.
Just leave it to Mike.
Yeah, I like to.
Mike's the Dr. Evil of cats.
Hello, cats. Welcome, furball. I'll be taking care of you this Memorial Day weekend. Here are your rights and privileges. You will be tied to the chair in the kitchen. You will have a 3-foot rope. You will not be able to go any further. Your meals will be limited to once per day. You will eat scraps, not cat food.
I mean, that's the sound I hear.
Yeah.
Hello. If you look at me the wrong way, you will be punished.
Kim, hello, Don and Mike Show. Kim.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, first of all, you're going to spend way too much money on the pheromone spray.
Jeez,
it's not going to work on a 13-year-old cat.
Tell me.
And second, I recommend that what you do is find the area and cover it with tinfoil because they don't like tinfoil.
I recommend that you just slow boat
those
to China. How about somebody just call up and say, I'd love the cat?
How about having a declawing party?
I'll give the cat is already declawed, Mike.
Oh, man. Well, dear, so much for that fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I suppose you paid for it, too.
Don.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about boarding the cat?
What, hitting it with a board?
No.
Now, that is just cruel and cruel.
We're like doing a hockey check.
Two minutes,
boarding the cat.
I won't hear of that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
So last year, my 3-day holiday consisted of me leaving and accidentally locking my little cat in a cupboard.
Uh-huh.
And I live in Sacramento and came home. It was 105 degrees in my house with no air conditioning.
Hello.
I walked to the front door and I was pissed because I thought my cat had crapped in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walked in the house, I couldn't find the cat anywhere.
Yeah.
And then when I opened...
Tell me that was like combusted and did the cat explode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it exploded, and I had to pick it up off of the wood from all the scratch marks that it had left inside the cabinet trying to get out.
Mike's getting turned on right now.
That's terrible.
Mike's getting turned on.
That was a terrible story.
I scraped it with a cardboard.
I don't like any creatures to suffer.
I was going to say, it's a good thing you're not wearing sweatpants today, Mike. are you ready to go camping?
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Pitch a tent. Mm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. Don, you're absolutely right. We checked with three different vets because we had a litter of four kittens. One of them would always use the bathroom in it, outside the key litter box in certain places. The vets all said it's because they marked their territory. As soon as we cleaned
Did the cat get into your panty drawer, sir?
Hey, come on now, Mike. I don't care if this guy is effeminate.
Sorry.
Are you effeminate, sir? What's up with you? Could you speak in a... Just to help me out,
when
could you...
When the kittens were born, we were also concerned when I breastfed like, the cat.
Try to talk like in a grown-up
roommate. What am I going
to
do?
Mutch it up a little.
Do some of this. Hey, Donald Mike, how you doing?
I had four cats, not including my roommate.
There you go. That's good. Let's continue now.
Anyways.
Yes.
Don, you're right. You can't let her do that. The cat will die.
No. All right. Thanks, Macho Man.
The cat would not die if you put it in a laundry room.
Die 3 days?
Die of a broken...
3 days.
3 days with plenty of food and water.
Exactly.
I have a broken heart.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Jeez. I have a broken heart.
Bye-bye.
That's what'll happen.
That's all on that.
The kittens love biting at my anklet.
What?
They bit and batted my anklet. My ankle bracelet.
Oh.
It was wonderful. Made out of puka.
Okay, I'll give you an update on the cat tomorrow.
Yes,
but
please.
I'm not going to let that happen this
weekend.
I
feel so guilty. You offered, I offered to take the cat at one point,
right.
And the cat was not available, and now that the cat's available, I can't take it.
You know what they call that? Accessory to murder.
You know, seriously, Mr. Concern over there, if he really cared, he'd just jump through hoops.
That's right. Buzz Burbank?
Guilty.
That's right.
Guilty.
Guilty
Buzz.
Of loving cats.
Radio Lyrical Pursuit Department, who's on the line?
Eric Smith.
Where are you from, Eric?
What if he's a cat lover? Right now, he's starting to look like a cat.
We'll be back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
Don and Mike are tripping. A vacay every day in the month of May. From Independent Bear, only on the Don and Mike Show.
8,000 of the ones there.
Works for me.
Well, we're great.
They're great.
Thank you.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Trip every day to Las Vegas. We've not given away the trip yet today for Independence Air, flyeye.com. We got talking about all kinds of stuff, so we didn't play a game today. We'll do a call 100 here in a couple of seconds. Tonight you're going to see on Entertainment Tonight this tape of Burt Reynolds.
Yes.
At the premiere of The Longest Yard last night.
What happened? What did he do?
Actually, it's very funny. They're blowing it out of proportion. He gets pissed off at a guy who asks him a question about the movie. Mm-hmm. And he says to the guy, didn't you see the movie? And the guy says, well, no, I haven't seen the movie. So Burt Reynolds reaches out and gives him one of these. Like, on the side of his face goes...
A little slap.
Two little slaps on the... Like, come on, get with it, pal.
Right.
Anyway, the guy, the TV guy, whoever this is, WCBS-TV... Mm-hmm. Says now that he's considering suing Burt Reynolds.
Oh, God.
That, you know, he's losing feeling in his face.
Oh, come on.
Burt Reynolds goes on the offensive.
Oh, give me a break.
And it's just really, give me a break.
Burt Reynolds is, you know, with what he's gone through, he is a survivor.
Yeah.
You have to admire that. I mean, with all the crap that he's been through.
I can't think about him without
Cloud.
Jerry Nav. Well, I can't say that name sometimes without clouding up. I love him as much as any man in the world. And he's an artist, and he's funny, and he's the second best guitar player in the world.
Okay, Bert. So the guy says...
And that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I've only seen snippets of this thus far, but Burt Reynolds says to the guy, don't you know anything about the movie? Don't you know anything at all? And the guy says, no. And then Burt Reynolds says, what kind of guy are you?
Right.
And then the guy says, well, meanwhile, just stick in the microphone. And that's when he just kind of gives him the, it's almost like, come here, Rob.
Okay. Rob will be the sacrificial lamb.
Like, oh, come on.
Remember the
come
on,
get
I have no feeling.
Get with the program. It was lovely.
Now the reporter's like, don't hurt me.
Yeah, but it's pretty funny to watch. You'll see it tonight.
It is very comical. And what's great in the full clip, he says, I don't have to take that from anyone and from a guy who needs to iron his shirt.
You know, and it's for somebody who really thought that Adam Sandler just totally wrong for this Now I've seen the trailers, and I'm jacked to see it. It looks like it might be pretty fun.
I love football. I love Adam Sandler.
I love prison.
I have no desire. You may be, that moves may come true.
It's a good thing. It just looks like a hodgepodge, like a silly movie.
No desire to see it. It looks like an awful remake of a movie that they shouldn't have remade.
You didn't like the trailer for it at all?
No.
Really?
And I mean, I like Chris Rock.
What I liked about it, Chris Rock.
I like all the players that they've got, all the real football players in the movie. Right. I can even buy Adam Sandler as the quarterback. I'm not going to be there this weekend.
Really?
Huh. I'm surprised.
It
would have been better.
Well,
Farrell.
Yeah, right. Will Ferrell is a quarterback.
He would have been a better quarterback.
No, he should be in that Saturday Night Live sketch in the cheerleader outfit.
Yeah. Hey, Jay Leno. Yeah.
Hey.
You know, he screwed Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Literally. Yesterday, he didn't give the right testimony. But I saw a thing on some online service that at one point he leans over during this testimony, which was not so good for Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. They thought it would be a home run. He didn't say anything that made Michael Jackson appear any better.
Shocker that Jay Leno wouldn't say anything of significance. Yeah.
But at one point during his testimony, he leans over the rail and says to the jury, "Hey, don't forget we got Renee Zellweger on tonight."
That's funny.
I mean, really.
That makes me laugh.
So, Jay Leno, do you know that Nick and Jessica, apparently she's filed for divorce. We've been talking about them.
For real?
Well, this is now from, we're getting this from two different places, from Star Magazine and from Us Weekly, that they were only going to stay together until their last special aired, the one from Iraq. Do you know who she's banging?
Who?
She's banging Bam. Remember from Jackass?
Oh, my God. She really did go with the bad boy.
Yes. Wow. And
she wore the opposite of the clean-cut guy.
They're saying that Johnny Knoxville, from Dukes of Hazzard, right. Johnny Knoxville's the guy that turned her on to Bam.
We had Bam on the show, I believe, didn't we, up in Boston?
Right. Yeah, he was a great guy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Bam is doing all kinds of talking, saying that dumb Nick was in Sweden for like a month, and he was banging Jessica Simpson in Nick Lachey's bed.
Oh,
so that's what's going on there.
Wow.
And Dave Chappelle is out of whatever country he was in the loony bin.
Mm-hmm.
We got the number here of the place. Dave Chappelle was spotted buying cigarettes in Yellow Springs, Ohio, at a place called the Import House. He bought a pack of American Spirit cigarettes.
So still no answer as to what he's all about and what he's doing.
We do have, this is not one of our gag calls. We